boy's dream come true.
Now we can really get to know each other.
Close your eyes and count to seven. When you wake, you'll be in heaven.
There's a fucking Pink Ranger sign in the back.
That's there weird. Were a lot of signs. $9.99, sorry.
Why, Nikki, why?
A lot going on up there.
Hello, welcome to the Discount Podcast. I'm your host, Anton Wicklin. Oh, Jesus Christ, Hulk Hogan's here. And joining me, aside from this racist piece of shit, is Jovi.
I mean, Q Soundboard.
And Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, we're here. We're in the thick of it. It's October 26th as of recording. The spoopy is upon us. This will be the last spooky-ish episode. It's spooky in spirit. No pun intended. Not really spooky.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know you don't. It's okay, Mike. You're a special boy. It's okay. Yay.
Oh, good Lord. Is that this year all over again?
Okay, can you give me a pause so I can figure out where we are?
Oh, in the show?
In the show, yeah. Okay, we're watching...
Ric Flair's geriatric ass is coming out.
We are 2 minutes in. We are watching Monday Night Raw.
August 25th, 2014.
This season, fucking head, really?
Season 21, episode 1109, if you're keeping track.
It's very weird thinking about WWE's seasons. And also, yes, when you pause Netflix and Hulu now, they have cheesy ads about pausing.
All right, so go ahead.
Nintendo, like 6 years ago?
Yeah.
It's about 2 minutes, 10 seconds in, Ric Flair is walking to the ring. We've already been disappointed with starting the show with Michael Cole and then Hulk Hogan, so...
Oh, and before that, talking about or showing Brock Lesnar versus John Cena for the championship.
This is just going to be...
We're just reminding ourselves why 2014 was a bad year in wrestling and 2019 is somehow worse.
Is also...
Yeah, it's not getting
any better. We got AEW now, it's all right.
No, okay, fine. A bad year for WWE. Oh, all
right, then
sorry.
Yeah.
At the time of 2014,
he still has hair.
The alternatives weren't great. Sean, what was that? Was he skipping? Yeah, was Tibic skipping?
He was just hitting the last part of the first verse of Cool Patrol Dance.
Oh, okay.
It was lightly, or is it jogging, then crank it up to a light prance.
He's got shoe in his back pocket. This motherfucker got more redneck over the years. And now his goofy eye looks even weirder than it did in 2014.
Oh, he didn't have a goofy eye
it
here.
It is 20.
Yeah, he did.
It is 20. Oh, never mind.
I said now never it looks mind. Goofier
yeah, I'm
than
sorry.
It did.
I didn't.
Not now, as in what's on screen.
I didn't
literally
catch the
now.
Context. Yeah, I'm sorry. That was me. Yeah.
Don't shake that dude's hand. He doesn't like black people.
I mean, Sean probably doesn't either. Let's be fucking honest here. Nobody in that ring likes black people.
Michael Cole, most of all.
Michael Cole is simply awful. He had frosted tips after they were cool, so like
I mean, I had frosted tips when they were cool. It's not an excuse for frosted tips in any stretch.
Yeah. No, frosted tips were never a good plan. They were just the easiest thing to let your grandmother do because she already had a perm kit.
Oh.
What?
Sorry, that was my friends that had frosted tips, is like their grandmother would do it.
Why not let them?
Because they already had like the perm cap. You just, like, pull the hair through. I'm assuming you've never seen one of those.
Oh, no. Oh, and I'm familiar with the cap.
Okay.
I am very familiar with the cap. Fuck that thing.
Yeah. The cap of chemicals. It's just like, hey, all these chemicals I'm putting in your hair, I'm going to give you no chance to escape them. I've put a tent on your head.
Yeah, don't mind me. I'm just going to stab your head 1,200 times. And then I'm going to cover it.
With a sewing needle, or like a knitting needle,
a
just pull
needle.
It out. Yeah.
You're going to put ant legs in your head, so
I'm going to cover you in chemicals that are going to burn,
uh-huh.
And are going to smell funny.
Uh-huh.
Not for nothing, I think one of the worst fucking chemicals I've ever come across in my life is Nair. You ever use that shit?
Once.
I did
Never
it on my
again.
Back once. It fucking burned. It smells disgusting.
And the smell doesn't leave for like an hour.
It didn't even work.
No.
It didn't even work. I still had back hair. It
so
came back. What the fuck, Nair?
If any of you use Nair and, like, it worked for you, good on you, but tell us it did smell terrible, right?
It legit smells like burning hair. And when you put it on, that's the first thing I thought. Is like, is that how this works? Is this just acid? Is it just disintegrating the hair right now?
It's supposed to smell like that to make you think it works.
What did you say, Mike?
It's supposed to smell like that to make you think it works.
Yeah, the burn says it's working.
The burn means it's working.
Fucking burn, man. I hated that shit. And that was the one I used, was the one that was supposed to be like fragrance free. And I'm like, well, give me the fragrance, Jesus Christ.
Fragrance free. So what does actually it smell like? Actual acid.
Kill me.
You know how like the Joker was dropped in a vat of acid? It was a vat of Nair.
Gross. Rude. I'd rather
uncalled
be dead.
For. Yeah.
That's canon now. We just like retconned this all of
what's going on right now.
This is be real, okay? This is. Ugh. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You get what you pay for with the show. It's fucking free, so shut up.
It's better than $9.99 for the WWE Network.
Find another show. Alternatively,
I was talking about the segment on the screen, not us.
Yeah. No.
Alternatively, you can go to patreon.com and give us $5 and you can hear way more of this bullshit.
Yeah, nice. Buddy.
Bonus content, movie commentaries, it's all a fun time. Fun time. When they go up.
Yeah, like when the equipment works.
Yeah, when the files don't drink, bitches. When the files don't disappear.
Well, it is Spooktober, so I mean,
right.
Ghosts and spooks and whatnot, making all my files disappear.
Ghosts and stuff. Good song.
Yeah,
it is a pretty good.
It's one of few song. I know by Deadmau5.
I can't think of how it sounds now, but
it's fine. I mean, I prefer Animal Rights, but we'll move on.
Isn't that one that's like techno song? Something like
it's
that?
The one that I wish you knew how to play on guitar.
Okay.
Anyway.
The one you wish I knew how to play guitar?
No, me.
I don't know how to play
guitar. Did I word that way?
Yeah.
You might have.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how to play guitar. I'm
I've
sorry
had
to
two
tell
shots.
You.
Leave me alone.
And a White Claw. He's going off the rails right now, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta bring
crazy.
Him back. I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
I'm sitting. I don't know what you're talking about.
I wish you would sit back from that ledge, my friend. Cut ties with all the White Claws you've been drinking in. It was a walk.
One of them.
I had to make it work.
All one
you
of
were,
them. All
you
one
were
of
trying, them. Man. You it's, were really.
Well, you know what? Somebody has to. So let's bring
somebody's
that.
Somebody's a little hostile today.
I wish I had a sound, a ricochet, and that pew, and be like, shots fired, and I missed. Fire.
Do you mean like an actual ricochet, or like the sound that happens Trevor? Before Ricochet's fucking music hits?
That is an actual ricochet. Have you never heard a ricochet before?
No.
It's,
well,
it's like,
yeah.
Pew!
Like the cowboy movies from the day back in.
And yeah. Somehow when they spit in a spittoon, it would still make the same noise?
No, that was a p-ting.
Oh, sorry.
It was p-ting. Nice, I'm going to play this out for you. Spittoon, p-ting. Ricochet, p-ting.
Oh.
It's different.
So
it's
we totally want different. Low-flying airplane noises.
And we want them.
We want them now. What do we want? Low-flying airplane noises. When do we want it?
That's the Doppler effect.
So anyway,
what's up?
What's
crack-a-lacking, guys?
I probably have a job.
Yeah?
I mean, I have a job offer and stuff. So
you're waiting on the part where you gotta go pee in the cup.
Yeah.
One Jovi, one cup. Just a whole bunch of piss.
No cameras.
No Whoa. Cameras. Fake dick. Whizinator. You should. I like the notion that, like, a female. Fuck, a joke's not. It doesn't even hold water anymore. 10 years ago, I could have made that joke.
And been like, would been you cool. like to let us in on it?
I'd be like, oh, I think it's funny if, like, a chick goes into a drug test and has a Whizinator on her. Just this big old dick inside of her fucking pants. But now it's not funny anymore. Because now that's just walks of life.
I mean, I laughed, but I'm a child, so...
Right. Well, we perpetually live in the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you get old.
That's what happens when you're fucking tough. You know, one of these coddle millennials. These lazy assholes.
You are a millennial.
No, I'm not letting immigrants across the border, not building walls around Colorado. What the fuck are we doing with our life?
I didn't want to remember that was a thing that happened this week. Why?
Doing it. We're fucking doing it.
Oh,
you heard about that, Mike? Our president wants to build a wall around Colorado.
Yeah, fuck him.
Why? I don't know.
Keep the weed in.
Yeah, because it all exists in that one state.
Yeah,
that's where no it weed exists anywhere else.
It doesn't
else.
Border Mexico, but it borders New Mexico. So, like, Trump thinks it's like New Coke.
Well, clearly that's point proven. I was gonna say clearly that's the worst one because New Coke in New Mexico. Huh. I'm starting to.
So you're figuring it out and putting pieces
together. Putting it together.
I recognize a pattern here. Maybe he's onto something. Aside from early dementia.
Well, and apparently a whole lot of Sudafed. I don't know if you saw that.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You know that picture from Cinco de Mayo when he was campaigning? Where he's, like, sitting at his desk, like, with a shitty thumbs up, like, with a really bad taco salad from Trump Tower in front of him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the background, there's a drawer just chock full of foreign Sudafed.
Oh, the good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
That's, you know, the illegal shit.
That real good coding. Right, yeah. See, it's weird, because, like, all this evidence of him doing bad shit, and yet he's still in office every week.
Yeah.
I keep
every
hoping.
Every day, for some reason.
The days of our lives. He's
still alive.
I keep hoping one week I'm going to be able to start the show and be like, holy fucking shit.
We did
this
it.
This dickhead's not our president anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, pop, pop.
2024.
We can hope. No, 2020, bro.
If that happens, I'm walking to Canada.
I mean, like, for sure.
Well, for sure. Yeah, unless he decides that, you know, that's just not a thing
he's
anymore.
Putin now.
Yeah. Putin.
Pootie boy.
Poutine?
Pootie boy. I like that. That makes it so much more palatable.
Pootie boy?
Yeah, call him Pootie boy. Pootie tang.
He would hate that so much, and that's kind of the best part.
Pootie, 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 pootie everywhere.
Yes.
Hashtag pootie
or
boy.
Pootie, pootie. Pootie,
no,
pootie.
No, no. You shut the fuck up right now. Do not besmirch. Pootie,
pootie,
stop
pootie,
it.
Pootie, 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 pootie.
You're making me mad,
what
dude.
What is going on?
Knock it off. Do not
have
besmirch.
Have you not seen that commercial? Okay.
Hey, listen to me. This is a serious point.
Do not besmirch the pudding.
Do not besmirch the noble name. Of Giga Pudding. Fucking Vladimir Putin boy. No. He's Pootie.
Pootie.
Vlad the... Yeah, never mind.
I'm fucking do that. Also, yeah, let me pull up the video. Because you... Giga Pudding. Giga Pudding. Pootie Pudding. Oh, actually, shit. If I just do it on the computer, we can all hear it. And
watch it totally ruin the fucking recording.
Oh, God. Just the, my, the
as
laptop
if the
just
last
explodes.
5 minutes didn't do that.
Yeah, right.
Why was John Cena facing Bray Wyatt in 2014? Why anything? Just fuck it.
Why anything ever?
Yeah.
Well, delayed reaction there, Facebook Messenger. Okay, I only got that message 9 hours ago.
My God.
Yeah,
can
what?
You make this McAfee thing go away, please? Okay.
McAfee?
Giga. Giga Pudding. It's the third result.
Did you see Gold Dust and Stardust together at last?
Shit, this might be really loud.
It probably will be. I'm honestly afraid.
I'm gonna try to pause it before anything happens.
I need to grow my fist.
Okay, that wasn't too loud.
That's an ad.
That's an ad. Okay.
Plus, I use Fiverr.
I'm still gonna turn it down.
We do not condone. Wait, we do condone the use of Fiverr.
Oh yeah, Fiverr all the way. There we go.
Oh God.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I feel like I need a plushie for this.
Pretty, pretty. Pretty, pretty. Pretty,
yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of my jam. The best part is, like, the pudding incessantly eating itself throughout the commercial.
We only got 2 minutes to go.
Oh, good, it's not the 2-hour version, or 10-hour version.
Wait, I got this.
I'm glad Cassidy digs this song.
Hey. It's so fucking cute.
No one can see this, but it's still worth it.
Get your pudding. Eat the pudding. Eat the fucking pudding.
Threatening.
Just like if it was like that PlayStation commercial with a baby and it just slowly got warped and dark.
Oh, the one where, like, the baby gets shot out of a vagina and then ages until death?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of Requiem for a Dream. That's where they had the dream about the baby crawling on the ceiling.
Fuck Requiem for a Dream. Like, this shit fucked me up.
Yeah, fuck that movie. I've never even seen it start to finish. I've seen all the major points, and I think I'm good.
Hey, look, it's what Rusev used to be. Now you know why I hated him at first. Well, yeah, they're doing divorce court this coming week.
Are they going to be on Maury?
No. King's Court, you know, Lawler's old talk show. Yep, it's Divorce Court next week.
Sorry, no one saw that. I legit just immediately rolled my eyes aggressively when she said that.
Hey, it's Jake Hagar.
Oh, this is what we're doing. We're doing the American versus the Bulgarian.
Why do you think I hated Jack Swagger, too? This whole thing...
His hand doesn't match.
No. This whole thing it's was, like, red. Why I You're stopped right. watching wrestling. I was like, really? It's just a clearly racist character versus a Bulgarian?
Is like, this one of those matches where, like, they're going to put the flags up in the corner and the other person has to, like, shit all over the other one's flag? No, it's
not a pay-per-view. Vince would think that's way too good of an idea for a weekly. Also, apparently, it already happened at SummerSlam. So you were close.
We should fuck it. Turn it off. Happened. Let's watch SummerSlam.
Oh God.
You just shut it down. Just fuck.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck Look, the whole podcast.
They're showing fucking.
We
clips.
Can't watch SummerSlam.
Why?
We don't have the network.
Oh, that's right. Bourbon A finally canceled his.
Yeah, because fuck giving them money. They can get their money from the goddamn Saudis.
Hey,
ooh, a hot take.
That ain't even a hot take. That's like an average take.
Hot take. Somebody get an extinguisher. It's on fire in here.
It's not a take. It's just a fact.
Yeah, right?
Fuck ooh, em. Hot take number two.
Fuck them.
It's going to get awfully shitty in the comments.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Sure.
It's more amusing that way.
Yeah, if you feel the need to tell us we're wrong, you can join the Facebook group and sound off there. And one of
and
our
we'll
many
be like, yeah, okay, sure.
One of our many followers will rip you a new asshole. It'll be a fun time for everybody.
One of our followers would be like, I don't know, man, that AEW stuff looks real good though.
I like that. I put that shit on my steak all the time. Little AEW.
You know that was on the list of things that, on the Ask Reddit thread that was like, hey, non-American countries, what American stuff ends up in your international aisle? A1 was a common answer. She was like, okay.
Because it's one of the best sauces.
The funniest thing was is somebody in Ireland was like, literally the only American food I've seen in a grocery store has been Lucky Charms. And I was just like, what the fuck?
It's something.
Yeah. I was like, oh, all right. And there are a couple of people that were just like, I can't get Triscuits to save my fucking life. They're like $15 a box. And somebody was just like, I will just mail you Triscuits. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
I'll pay for the shipping, bro. Fuck it. Like, they're worth it.
And the one chick was like, oh my god, that's awesome. I'll send you some stuff. And then I found out that our snacks exchange exists. So I was just like, foreign snacks.
Free tea Kit Kats.
Can we get on like an R nudes exchange?
There's probably one. You slut.
No, for noodles. For ramen. It's legit what I was thinking the whole time. I'm like, can we just get one for noodles?
Just for noodles?
Just for noodles.
We don't. Americans don't like have interesting noodles.
We got linguine. We got farfalle. We got penne. We got whole wheat rigatoni. Yeah. Rotini. That's my name.
We have
Jake
Kraft
Rotini.
Mac and cheese.
Tony Sweet. Marinara and Jake Rotini.
There's our nudes for food.
Nudes for food?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about noodles.
It's not safe for work content, so.
And you just send somebody a dick pic and get some free, like, Pizza Hut or some shit?
I don't know. It's just chicks trying to sell their nudes by the looks of it. Which makes sense. Get it? Nudes for foods?
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Feed me. I'll show you my titties. Man, I wish I would have thought of that.
At the same time?
I mean, if you want.
What if you get spaghetti sauce all over your titties?
Then you can lick it off.
It's a bonus?
It's cold now. Once it hits the tit, it drops immediately. 10 degrees, because women are always fucking cold.
Ooh. You just said I was too warm.
Ooh.
The fuck,
I
bro?
Said you had warmth.
Oh.
Oh, God, it's flossing robots.
Just don't overthink it.
I'm not thinking at all.
The only thing I want to see fucking flossing on my television is Marco Stunt.
Not even the Energizer Bunny?
No.
Why?
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 Why? Because Marco Stunt's the best.
I mean, he's a guy. I don't know that he's the best.
I mean, Orange Cassidy's the best. Really.
Yeah.
That's or Angelico.
And Helico.
I'm still mad that he's, like, British. I was very thrown back.
Wow, racist. All right.
Well, okay, not mad. It was literally, like, they finally spoke in a video, and I was just like, ah! Yeah.
She's, like, unacceptable.
Like, Hugh Laurie talking normally.
Yeah, and you're just like, wait a minute. He might have even been Australian. I gotta look it up.
I think he's Australian.
That accent's very close
And Helico.
Oh.
I apologize to Dan Fancy. We were talking about Hugh Laurie
for a second. I was like, nah.
Wait, no. Wait, what pot shot did you just take at Dim Fancy that I missed?
No, I just said the accents of Australia and Britain are very close, and I feel like Dim Fancy would hear that and be like, I'm gonna fucking murder you. I don't want to be murdered,
I don't know that you should have let those words come out of that mouth in that order.
That's why I couldn't identify the accent. He's South African. That makes so much sense now.
There's literally everyone in the crowd just, with a rugby player.
That puts all of it together. Also, his real name is Adam.
Time to pump up the jam.
Technotronic?
Funk it up.
Hey, you want to see what he looks like without that flop on his head?
I've seen him without the flop on his head. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I'm not into it.
Looks kind of like a creep.
Yeah. Looks like the kind of person you'd see on the street and be like, I don't know about all that. The weird
creepy hair flop makes him less creeper than his natural look.
Is that better?
It's a little better. Okay. I still like the floppy.
It's still the flop. It's just under a hat.
And my swim trunks. And my flippy flippies. My Crocs.
What?
What are those?
What are you talking
those
about?
Those are my Crocs.
What actually are you fucking talking about right
His
now?
His Crocs.
My Crocs.
Okay.
What?
I'm Mike assuming it's a reference to lady something.
Crocs. Yeah. My Crocs. My Crocs. My rubber lady Crocs.
That's gross. Too far.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cross a line out of all the things we've talked about.
I'm the one that crosses the line here. Okay?
Oh, shit. Yeah. I think this is episode 50.
We're getting there.
I think we did 50. We're halfway to, like,
the thing. Or we're, you know, two away from a year.
What's that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're coming up on a year.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Look at that, Mike. Somebody put up with you for 52 weeks.
I'm glad someone went there before I did.
I could just feel it. Like, Mike just, like...
Say it. Say it. Say it.
Don't make me do it.
Do it. If I've taught you anything, it's that you'll take this moment and you'll run with it. Don't you fucking disappoint me.
Do it.
You don't. And then at the end of the show, he's like, all right, well, it's been a good 50, but you failed. That was a big test, and you failed it. So I'm going to have to fuck out. Thanks.
You later. Fucked up.
Fuck out?
You fucked up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to fuck out. I'm not fucking off, because I'm not in the wrong here. I'm fucking out.
Nice recovery, dear.
Because you fucked up. Up, out, and off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
We did it.
In the case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Let's get it. It's the Truman Show.
I actually don't get it because I've never seen them.
You've never seen Truman Show?
I've told you that like 50 times.
It's pretty all right. It's a good.
I've heard it's salad.
Salad?
It's pretty salad.
It's salad.
That's a salad.
It's a salad.
Two salads.
Salad. Close. You're almost dying there. Okay. It looked like it
the
was
vapors.
Really...
It was almost the vapors.
No, yeah. It was just the two salads because it was a moment when watching SpongeBob, you were just like, "Oh no!"
Yeah, it's soul crushing.
Are you feeling that soul crushing?
Really, it kind of was.
You granted, just took out the patty and the buns. That just leaves less than tomato. Exactly.
SpongeBob died that day. Like,
he's just. Just that's the moment he died inside. He's like, okay.
I'm scared right, now.
I'm done. This is bullshit.
The Krusty Krayyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyy Oh, I hear that funny little head, that wiggly boy walk.
That's that's like a once a week at least fucking reference. With the it's not just a boulder.
It's a rock.
It's a rock.
At least once a week at work, someone excuse me, someone either leads into it or they just flat out just look at you like about to cry. Usually me, because my fucking allergies kick in and I'm just standing there like
tearing
with
up.
With my glasses off, holding a tissue vaguely close to my eyes, like it's not just a boulder, it's a rock.
Stop.
What did you just do?
Don't worry about that. That little guy. Don't worry about that little guy.
Okay.
All right, you're a man.
I used to. I swear to God, between fucking Pizza Hut and working at Grinerville, and then working at the deli in a Walmart, the amount of times I could just be like, what's a salad? At people constantly. Somebody would order a salad and be like, what's a salad? And then somebody would just stop and be like, son of a bitch.
Yo.
You have infinite
it's
ability.
It's just a stupid boulder.
It's not just a boulder. It's a rock.
All the pilgrims used to drive these babies for miles.
Oh,
it's
God.
A big, beautiful, old rock.
Have you seen the fucking meme of that? Where right as it turns, like, SpongeBob's head turns back to the rock, it's the rock's face. It's a rock! I was so mad the first time I saw that. I was like, fucking son of a bitch, I should have seen that coming.
And his name is Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne.
Duh with like five H's.
Yeah. It's like duh with five H's, a period, and then
Wayne.
Wayne.
Capital W, Wayne.
Duh, Wayne. Rock.
Wayne.
Dwayne.
Or is for some reason fucking Roman gets to call him DJ.
No, shut up.
And we welcome Dwayne, the
DJ. Can you imagine that?
I got my own shit confused. I was going to say Rock Dwayne Johnson.
What was that for? Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said something and Roman Reigns was just like, oh yeah, DJ's movie. And I was like, you don't do that.
I mean, technically, if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be him.
Joe?
Yeah.
Man, aren't you glad that they changed that name?
Ray Roman's name is Joe.
What a Joe dumb Reigns.
Name. What a dumb name.
Joe Reigns.
Joe
N-O-I.
Sorry to any Joes that are listening to the show, but what a dumb name, Joe.
Todd.
Kind of a cool name like, sorry, like Anton far. Or Mike.
No, anytime I hear
I'm
that.
I'm in the Bible.
Right? Yeah. Right.
Which makes me lose even more points, really.
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's just like the X-Files. We were all in the Bible at some point, okay?
Every time somebody like makes a fucking white boy joke, and they're like, yeah, Todd. I'm like, I just go to the DFD group, and I'm just like, so who tagged Todd in that?
Yeah, Todd. Yep,
there's 15 of them. Mod's going to have to clean that up. And wasn't then I think about it.
Wasn't that the name on that? There's that picture, that sign that's like,
karaoke night has been canceled.
Fuck thanks, you, Todd.
It's great because he's a singer. So yeah, that shows up in the group like 3 times a month and usually almost immediately gets taken down and somebody's like, we've seen it.
Look at it again.
The it. Best part to me is like, he is the most unassuming, well, now in his, sorry, old age, not that he's gonna fucking listen, but he's become the most unassuming looking white dude. He's like in fucking khaki cargo shorts and like a trucker hat and a fucking button up all the time, and his name is Todd Smith. He sings about killing hookers.
And okay, like, and?
Because yeah, anytime somebody asks, like, what's
he is
this
white,
fucking
correct?
This band you're obsessed with? And I'm like, oh, it's like 5 bands that are all the same singer. And they're like, who? And I'm like, Todd Smith. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, I know.
You just
you
made that name up.
You could throw a rock and hit a Todd Smith. I got it.
No, you made that shit up. That's not a real name. Nobody's named Todd Smith. Okay? If your name is Todd Smith or you're saying it is, you're either a little weird or you're lying.
I mean,
stop
both.
Lying.
Granted, his like big inspiration name isn't much better. Good old Mike Patton.
Hey.
Dude has amazing music and he has an insane following. However, him and Todd Smith are both names that you hear and you're like, and they make what? And then you hear it and you're like, no. No, he doesn't. He didn't do that.
Actually.
You know, you want to meet?
False.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that reminds
before
me.
I forget, what was the shirt I was supposed to make?
What did I say?
Cooter Spooter?
Yeah, exploding Cooter Spooter.
Can we do exploding Cooter Spooter?
No.
Yes.
Wow, okay. Fuck.
It was what I said, and yes, of course.
I'm a man. My opinion matters more.
Especially when I'm not the one
longer.
Who said it.
And it's about a body part I don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then, I still want to control it, though, right? Yeah, we're still going with it?
It's a white man thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exploding Cooter Spooter. Look it up. Look for it in the merch store at our Teespring store.
It'll probably be our most popular shirt next to whatever the hell Lucas bought.
I will give you no context. You'll have to watch the movie commentary we did. That's a bold statement, considering I don't know if the file is going to be workable. So
this is all hugely dependent on a bunch of things.
Yep. Just have the confidence.
I'm having the confidence.
This reminds me, because RVD is coming out, and if you know who he is, he's the whole fucking show.
Oh.
Look, I really liked when he used that. It was just so beautifully egotistical.
Taylor Swift, perfect.
I saw that. Somebody just tweeted at him and was like, dream match, you versus Seth Rollins. And he was just like, you mean like how I had to put him over in 2013 and 2014? And I was like,
damn.
Man, I need aloe, and I had nothing to do with that.
Just like, man, Seth, if you can't win favors with the dude who's notoriously high all the time, I think maybe you gotta quit it with the Twitter game, bro.
Hey, he's harshing his vibe. It's fucking rude.
He already had to wrestle that guy twice, and he sucked then, and now he's just annoying on Twitter.
The fuck was his name? Dex?
Who?
Dex.
Who? Seth, his indie name?
Oh, God,
the magic
card
or whatever it was?
I don't fucking remember.
Fuck, I don't know.
Either way, anyway, it doesn't matter.
You're right, it doesn't matter, Mike, so thanks for bringing it up.
You're welcome.
Seth Rollins doesn't matter anymore.
I'm all about
anymore.
That shit.
Also, I think he's one of few that we've never looked up his real name, because, like, Seth? You hear Seth Rollins, and you're like, good enough.
Did we watch the whole thing Colby? On him? Twice.
Yeah, but I can never remember his name.
Colby.
Yeah. The first picture that comes up on him is just, like, really proof he does not deserve Becky Lynch. Not to just judge somebody by their looks, but come on, man. That?
Not like I'm a gem, but, like, that fucking smile.
You just...
That's the dude that's trying to sell you weed at the party.
Yeah, basically.
But it's really just a bag of oregano.
Yeah. You want
to
buy some
green? Or he's trying to sell you pills, and, like, they're clearly just Advil, and he's like, you want some ecstasy? You're like, dude, it says Advil.
They're clearly clap. Clap? What?
Mike's got the clap confirmed. He just admitted it.
Ladies.
But only if you're married, yes.
Yeah. Only if you're married.
There we go. I could put that on a shirt, too. Not married, not my type.
I'll wear it.
And see how many people we piss off with that
one. It's not even kayfabe. It's legit.
Hopefully all of them.
I don't know. The poly community would probably suddenly buy it. Or the hot wife community. Ugh. Those people are...
I'm going to have fans?
Yeah. Maybe.
That's going to be
weird.
They're
probably going to be all in, like, two specific kinks, but it's okay.
Hey, whatever brings that sweet merch money, and maybe I don't give a fuck what they're into.
I'm here to help us
get new
equipment.
It's
going to
be a bunch of cucks, but, you know.
Whatever.
You give me a bunch of people that are into scat play. I don't give a fuck what they're into, as long as I see them on Instagram.
Giving me money.
As long as I see them on Instagram wearing an Icky Poopoo Doo Doo shirt for me, I don't care.
I really want one of those hoodies. Honestly, I really do.
It would
Icky
be kind of great
for me. I should have put a little shitty emoji.
Oh, like the poop emoji with a dog emoji next to it.
No, but like a reworked poop emoji, so it's got like the troll face on it.
Oh, not the troll face, man. Yeah. That's so dead.
Good.
I don't give a fuck. So is the dab. You don't see it stopping me.
Yeah, I saw you nay-nay the other day.
It was glorious.
I'm still disappointed.
Did you whip?
It was awesome. No, I didn't whip.
No, he just nay-nayed, and I don't remember what it was either. I think we were watching something making fun of it, honestly.
Skip the whip. Go straight for the nay-nay. That's your real bread and butter.
What about the meat and potatoes?
Well, he'll eat the meat. You take the potatoes. All right.
Whoa. So what the fuck do you think?
Take a second. Gather yourself.
Bring it together.
Who the fuck do you think you are giving away my potatoes? They're not your potatoes to give away.
We'll all have the potatoes.
No, I'm not sharing with either one of you assholes now because you thought you could just give away my potatoes. They're my potatoes.
I had almost nothing to do with this.
You can have one potato.
Is it, like, uncooked and raw?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want with it.
I'll take it.
Deal! Slams gavel.
Done.
You got yourself a deal, mister.
It's meaty shuffling away with a pocket knife like, yes, fuck him.
My precious.
Potatoes, this is.
I've seen the way Mike has treated potatoes at times. Mostly at Steve's family dinners
with
holidays.
With the utmost respect, that's how you should treat a potato.
I cry
well,
a little
he
bit
also,
then...
like... See, what happens is if me and Mike sit strategically enough, Steve gets the potatoes first, takes a small amount because otherwise we'll kill him, and then it gets to me, and I just start piling it on Mike's plate instead, and I'm like, no, Steve, you don't get seconds.
Are we about
Mike
to do
doesn't
a,
eat the meat.
Are we about to fucking shoot on Steve and the way he eats shit? Or the way he portions the food?
You mean the way he ate an entire pizza that was not for Steve's?
Yeah, that one time. Fuck you, Steve. People don't forget, dude. That pizza wasn't for you, and you ate it anyway. God, you're just like Corey.
Oh, God.
Just eat shit.
Yeah. At least, Steve is just like, fuck it, I grabbed pizza, and you're like, well, it's already in your face, so okay. Yeah, Corey will disappear for 10 minutes, and then next thing you know, the food is gone, and you're like,
yeah, but see, that's all, folks. That's not a better strategy. That's just
a
more dickish
strategy.
Yes, it's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it pays off for him. Oh, fucking fantastic, because it's already in his mouth.
Take it back.
There's nothing you could do about it. I should one of these days. Just grab him by the cheeks and be like, spit it out. And then eat it. Just be like, it's good.
Well,
hey,
Avian,
speaking
it's fine.
Of like force feeding disgusting things, because I'll make one more goddamn attempt at talking about spoopy shit.
All right.
Hey, everybody! I'm Steve,
and I'm Izzy,
and this is Everything I Learned from movies. And tonight, like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. So right now we have a working partnership with the Garcade in Menominee Falls. We've mentioned them a few times. If you're local, go check it out. We got a little deal going right now. You go in, mention the podcast, and you get 20% off your admission. So that's pretty fucking cool. So go play some pinball. Tell Gar hi. Mention the show. 20% off. That's a sweet fucking deal. All right, guys. Back to the ads, and then we'll get back to the show.
Hey everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I'm Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all, but mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
How dare I'm offended?
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
This ought to be very.
We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah.
Yes!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Have you watched any of the McCamey videos yet?
I found the one where the dude was the mole.
The like 5-hour one.
Oh, that nonsense! Yeah, leave me
I watched a little bit of that, and then there was one where it was like Jody Part 2 or some shit, where like they had this chick in a fucking storm drain outside, and like her hair was up over the pipe, and dude, she was in the pipe, her hair's pulled up over the pipe, dude's got his foot on her hair, and there's another dude just slapping the shit out of her, and it looks like she's covered in blood, and I kind of grazed through that.
Give context first.
What is McCamey Manor?
It's a I don't even like calling it... Okay, the clickbait will refer to it as an extreme haunt nobody's ever finished, and if you finish 10 hours, you get $20,000. First of all, it's not an extreme haunt. It's legalized torture via a 40-page waiver. The man technically runs as a non-profit because you have to donate dog food to do it. So therefore, he's not subject to the Better Business Bureau.
Hey.
Yeah. And, granted, if you sign this waiver, you're a fucking moron to begin with. Because it literally, like, you have to pass a physical and a drug test and all this other shit. And then you sign this waiver that includes things like, you may be stabbed, drowned, tattooed, have your hair or fingernails removed, you may get broken bones, you may get drugged. And just... Oh, why is Dean dead? Anyway.
Why isn't he dead?
He's John now. Dean is dead. Anyway, yeah. It just includes all this awful, awful shit. And the one video that we referred to with the dude that's a mole, the owner...
Sleeper agent?
No, the owner, he'll go through your Facebook posts and, like, dig up everything he can about you. And if there's any indication that you might go to the cops... Sure? If there's any indication you might go to the cops or be well-versed in their torture chamber and say something to the law, they will ramp it up. They'll give you a super special safe word that they'll completely ignore and then basically beat the shit out of you for turnips. As long as they feel like. Because it says in the contract, in the waiver, that you will be assigned a safe word if needed, but if used, they will ramp down the experience accordingly. But then you'll have to do a walk of shame for 1 mile barefoot.
On glass? It's also on fire?
Probably. Considering, like, they literally, like, say shit like, if you happen to drown while we're dunking your head underwater, it's your fault for breathing at the wrong time.
Oh, yeah, the one video I opened up, I was watching, there was, like, the dude that owns it was doing his whole little spiel, which I had it muted, so I couldn't hear him, but then he does, like, flash text across the screen, and it was like, it's just a game, you're not going to die. It's all
do we have any stats?
You signed up for it. It's just a game. None of it's real.
Nobody's
you're
died,
not going to
people
die.
People have come there out is, with broken bones and legit
he literally
PTSD.
Says,
and
he says, like, there is no reason for you not to last a few hours. If you don't last a few hours, you're weak.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just attacks you. Right. He's like, there's legitimately no reason not to be able to last at least 2 to 3 hours.
Did you see their commercial for their installation in fucking the UK?
No.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, they named it Snuff House, first of all, to which I'm like, the name alone suggests that you're going to die.
It's very subtle.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Snuff House. Yeah, snuff films aren't... they also record it all, and the only way you get your footage, or they don't just erase it all, is if you, like, make a post statement saying that you were never legitimately harmed. Even if you're, like...
missing an arm?
Yeah, they're like, no, I was fine. Can I have my footage? It was fun.
I had a great time.
It was a good
can confirm.
But yeah, in the ad for their UK installation, it's only 4 hours, not 10 or 8 like previous installations in the States. And he literally, like, the whole ad is him preemptively berating whoever's watching it, like, there will be no safe words, and if you need one, you shouldn't even show up. It's only 4 hours. And I'm like...
Sure, let me see if I can find that fucking nightmare fuel.
It's right on their YouTube channel.
McCamey
Manor. They have a channel. It's
sure, I'll ruin
Snuff
my
House.
Recommended. Why not?
Yeah, my recommended's already fucked, because I literally couldn't even watch the whole videos. So I'm, like, just skimming through, like... And, like, the mole one is, like, almost 6 hours fucking long. And all I did was, like, click, click, click. And occasionally I'd stop and be like, Jesus fucking what? And I got towards the end of it, and he's like, so you're a fucking snitch, huh? And I'm like, oh, this isn't good. Whatever happens next is not good. And they've got him, like, blindfolded and tied down to a table, but, like, up against a wall. Like, I think, like, a support beam. and there's just one dude with his fucking shoe on this guy's neck. Well, the owner of this supposed business is closed fist just punching the shit out of him in his face.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's a hockey fight. It's fine.
If it were a hockey fight, I'd be like, yeah, that happens.
5 minutes. Fuck off.
Yeah, like, whatever. But that's... It's like, so what did you think? You're going to go to the fucking cops with your footage once you got it? And he's like, no. And he's like, don't you fucking lie to me. And then punches him like 8 more times. And I'm like,
Only 8?
I'm just watching this like, excuse you.
Yeah, I can't.
And then all I can like think back to is like, well, he did sign a 40-page waiver.
I can't find this UK ad. I can
just find the Snuffhouse ad for wherever the fuck it actually. Ah.
Oh shit! There we go. Sorry, yeah, I forgot it was called something else.
Just type McCamey Snuffhouse. I'm sure you'll find it soon
Snuffhouse
enough.
Snuffhouse UK. Here we go.
That's not gonna damage our fucking searches.
That's fine.
All I'd right. say I'm on a fucking right. list, but if that's the thing that gets me on the fucking list.
Let's see what this is about.
Hey, yo, kid. You got some music? You just mixed it?
Put it on fire.
It's not banging like you want it to bang?
Alright, I'm awake.
Sorry.
Is this Mass Effect music? This sounds like Mass Effect music.
To get everything you know about extreme haunts.
So don't mind that part.
This is a rebirth of immersive horror where you become the star of the show. I am Russ McCamey, your host, and this is Snuffhouse. And your only goal is to survive.
To survive.
2 experiences, 2 continents under my control. And remember, you really don't want to do this.
Mike, don't die. Your goal is to survive.
Alright, people, you asked for it. McCamey Manor is coming to you. Snuffhouse After Dark. And this is going to be exclusively at the Scare Kingdom Scream Park. And you guys know where that's at, right? Now listen to me. I actually have to give you a safe word. Please don't use the wussy safe word. I mean, you're only going to be in there for 4 hours. It's not like you're in there for 8 hours back here in the States. So if you can't handle 4 hours, then don't even show up. You know what we do. You know it's going to be interactive. You know it's going to be aggressive. So if you don't think aggressive. You can handle it, just stay right. home and watch TV. This
like
is going to be
aggressive.
The UK's most extreme scare,
like
attraction, orange. Survival experience today, without a doubt. And again, it's brand new for 2016, so it's going to be a lot of fun, that I can promise you.
So for as us,
tickets are concerned, for them. Well, they're on sale, like, right now. So go to Snuffhouse. Is it to ask one favor from all of you? Please, please, please do not use the safe word. Show the authorities in your country that it was not necessary for you to actually have that at the show.
What?
Yeah, they have to make sure the authorities know that it's not that bad.
I promise you, you'll survive.
Because that's not a concerning line.
So nobody use the safe word. All right, well, that's it for me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's that last bit where he's like, you gotta show the authorities that I haven't done anything wrong. And I'm like, you're fucking insane.
The password is foreskin nipple.
I'm not saying foreskin to my mother. Oh, and it's just words, Steven.
It's just skin.
You know what the real fun part is? If you try to say whatever your assigned safe word is and they decided they don't like you, they will literally stick their hand in your mouth. And be like, what? I can't understand you. What was that?
Yeah, that's what you got teeth for.
What are you saying? No, you can't harm the actors, which at that point... At
go
some
fuck
point,
yourself. You're not acting.
At some point, they made one girl tase herself, and in that moment, I would have tased every motherfucker in the room and went home.
Like, yeah, at that point, if...
Nope, like, if you're already your waiver, I'm out.
If you're already at the point where, like, you're done and you don't want to do it anymore, and that's part of the waiver is, like, you can't touch the actors, then what the fuck is stopping me from actually just biting the shit out of you? I'm already done. This dude's already admitted publicly that he does not have the $20,000 prize that he's offering. So.
Yeah.
What does it matter?
So there's that.
It's just a... They had Stardust. Cody, you can see so much of your lisp that was still going on back then. Anyway, it was really strong, okay? And he's done a really good job of doing better.
Much like Chip Douglas.
Yeah. And there was a non-extreme version of it. I figured I could watch that
one. But
they
waterboard you?
Just fine. No, they do waterboard people like a whole lot in the regular one. It's terrifying. Like, actually. Yeah. They made a girl inject herself with God knows what, so I don't fucking know. Same girl who had to tase herself PCP. Because she didn't want to inject herself because she admitted she was actually had a phobia of needles. So,
cool. She was too weak.
They tried to shave the head of a cancer survivor.
Okay.
Yeah, but she had like a legit panic attack because she didn't want to go back to having short hair.
I mean, fair.
Yeah, like I would fucking have a panic attack too. But their non-extreme version, I just like, once it got a little too weird, I'm like, this seems not like a regular old haunted house because it's the way they made it sound. Like, no, it's a normal haunted house now. And like, it started to get a little too off, so I clicked ahead and it was like two girls who were together. And the one girl is just eyes closed, her head's rolling back, and she's trying to sit back up. And this dude's in their faces. And he's like, what's wrong? Why can't you look at me? And she's just not answering. She's just nodding the fuck out. Just like...
Rehypnol.
Yeah.
Rape drug.
Yeah. And like, he looks at the other girl and is like, you gonna get her to answer for me? And she's like, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know how to get an answer. Like, she's just bawling. So she looks at the girl who's not answering and is like, if I don't get some answers, I'm going to start to hurt her. And just starts hitting the other girl. He's like, the more you don't answer me, the more I hurt her. Yeah. And I'm just watching this thing. So this is the not scary one, huh? This is the non-extreme. This is just
It's not scary. It's just straight murder.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull the vaudeville cane real hard on this one. I'm done talking about this. I'm getting like physically uncomfortable.
Talking about what?
Cool. Exactly. Anyway, can I have another shot? Dust. And can we fucking move on to literally any other subject right now? That would
so
be
anyway,
super awesome.
So the
people who don't
brothers.
Know how to turn off their fucking brights when you're driving on the other side of the road.
Fucking assholes. Take them to McCamey Manor.
Just drop them off with a pre-signed waiver.
Because that was my whole drive here in the rain.
Oh, yeah. People do that a lot out here.
Like,
especially on, like, hills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, the worst place.
I legit hit the shoulder twice because I couldn't see where I was fucking going because of these dickheads with their fucking brights. And I've been sitting on that information for 3 hours. That pissed me off so fucking bad.
You're like, I'm going to wait. I'm going to find the moment.
I'm going to wait until more than two people can hear me rant about this.
I mean, that is on my list of, like, driving pet peeves. It's that and the emergency flashers for non-emergency parking.
Speaking of driving pet peeves, you know what really fucking pisses me off?
Baby on board signs.
Idiots that motherfucking let their dogs ride in their lap.
I hope thought you were going to say in the bed of a truck, and I was like...
No.
I hope the dog's fine, but you're fucked.
Yeah, I hope you crash. I hope the dog gets ejected, but does a nice little safety roll, and then you fucking die horribly with glass in your eyeballs, and you get cancer. Yep. Because of the glass.
Seconded.
Asbestos glass.
Yeah.
Seconded. All right. We seconded it.
Yeah.
We're good.
We're
fact.
Yeah.
Fuck
gavel.
You. Stop letting fucking your pets ride on your lap.
It's so many kinds of dangerous for both of y'all and also distracting, so don't do it. And also, like, seriously, how good are the Rhodes brothers?
All I can think when, like, I see people doing that is like, when you get into an accident and your pet dies, you deserve that pain.
You also deserve a legal charge.
Yep, you deserve that pain.
You deserve
for what
to
you
be alive
did.
For two reasons. Well, three. One, because you deserve to have that pain, as you stated. Two, you deserve to pay for that. And three, fuck you.
Yeah, basically. Just fuck you, that big whole last one. Stop fucking doing that. If you do that, unsubscribe from the show. Leave. We don't want you here. Be sure to go to our Teespring store, buy a shirt, and then fucking leave. I'll make one that says, I'm an idiot who lets my pet ride on my lap while I drive.
Also on that note, don't text and drive. Ever. There's no reason. At all.
That's why if you guys ever text me and I don't respond for at least 15 minutes, it's because I'm driving here.
Yeah, I assume you're on the way then. I'm like, I asked him what his ETA was, and he said nothing, so I'm going to assume he's on the road and being smart.
Admittedly, I generally try to only look at my phone if, like, I'm alone on a long road. When you just got
to a red light?
If I'm in motion, it's when there's nobody else around. There's no lights.
Yeah, still not a good reason.
Just, yeah, I know it's not, but I'm on a good country road. If I fuck something up, it's probably going to be the deer and myself. So
yeah, you're not putting anyone else.
At least there's nobody else around to be fucking hurt.
Okay, as your fiancé, could you still not? Thanks.
And in fairness, I do this nice little maneuver where I just know where my apps and shit are. So I'm like, if I just want to open Pandora or some shit, you know what I mean? Like, I'll unlock the screen. I'll just be like, it's here, out of my peripheral. I'm like, cool, Pandora's open.
I mean, yeah, if you're
done
changing a song and literally not looking at your phone, I'll give you some leeway because at this point, it's hard to listen to music not involving something that ends up in your hand at some point.
Yeah.
That's why it's great for my car, as much as I hate it, because it's too fancy for me. But that fucking screen is, like, right there in the middle, so I can just glance at it for a quarter of a second and be like, all right.
That's why I usually mount mine to the dash.
So I mean, that would be...
I can just unlock it and tap and then lock it.
That would be so much easier than the fucking screen I have, but it'd be also, at this point, just pointless, because the screen's already there.
The giant screen there already.
And usually, I set up Pandora and start it and just let it roll. Like, I actually throw my phone in the center console and I'm done with you for the next... Until I put this bitch in park, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
That's why I've started to mostly listen to podcasts while driving. Because that's going to go for, you know, an hour.
Good enough,
hour
yeah,
and a half.
Yeah, a while.
And if I'm driving for longer than that, it's likely I'm going to stop by the time the podcast is done.
Or just fire up a playlist.
Yeah.
What is this? Must be just an all-around PlayStation.
Yeah, it's an
commercial.
All-around PlayStation, hence the Liberty Prime and Uncharted.
I do enjoy the PlayStation commercials much more than the Xbox ones, because PlayStation is just like, look, everything's having a good time, and then Xbox is just kind of like, look at this one thing we have, please.
My favorite one was the one
the
where
Michael?
It was all the characters in the bar drinking.
For Michael!
Mm-hmm. For Michael!
Dude, the first time I was with my brother, the first time he saw that, and I watched like the one tear, and I was like, "You good?" And he's like, "I'm so fucking mad right now that it did that to me." And I'm like, "I can't blame you though, because there was like all of his favorite characters were in that fucking commercial, and he's just like, fuck."
Because I like the one with where it was like Kobe, you know, like the legit. Like famous people, you know, like celebrities, just fucking around. Because I'm like, that makes sense. Because they're still people. They fuck with the, you know, they fuck with this shit. It's not like they, you know, wherever you see them on TV, YouTube, whatever, and then they're just gone until they reappear.
Cease to exist. Like,
they do this shit too.
Well, it's like, I mean, a lot of like celebrities that do like tour shit. Yeah, most of them are gamers because
what else are you gonna do
with your time, bro?
Chinese checkers.
Read.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, a lot of them do read a lot.
Anyone who's listening to this, I have roughly 75 books in my wish list on Thrift Books, so help me out.
Let's give them a link.
Put the it link will. In the group.
I have to look at it.
You got to say it now. I'm giving you
no,
your
I'll
spot.
Wait. That's fine.
I'll delete it. Nope, you missed your chance.
Oh my god.
That's it. I gave you the chance to plug. The show brought to you by Diet Mountain Dew. The show not brought to you by Mayan Mountain Dew.
Wow. Right.
The show also brought to you in SimSpeak. Kerflobin.
That's probably, I don't know, it might
the
be
closest
accurate.
To Sims. I've never played Sims.
Seriously, though, still chasing that Checkers sponsorship. So, if you want to
tweet
at
Checkers. I'm still mad they disappeared off of Twitter for, like, from shortly before All Out until, like, last week. And I'm like, where'd you go?
See, that's
why needed you.
That's why we got to get the sponsorship now before they go away. I don't give a fuck if they're MIA from Twitter once I got that money rolling in, baby. Sweet
I still think they
money.
Fucking fired whoever was doing it and was just like, what is this AEW shit and why are you tweeting about it? And they're like, but...
And Obama's like, oh, it's hip. It's what the kids are into. Look, you hired me for a job. I'm doing that job.
Gonna fucking pre.
I'm gonna eat some fries. Checkers.
Now I just want to go get Checkers. But
I mean, we could
well
just
done.
We could just buy their fries. They sell them in prepackaged.
It's not the same.
Prepackaged.
You can buy
would you like a potion?
Frozen curly fries too, but the frozen curly buying? Fries don't taste like fresh curly fries.
Okay. Well. You can't fucking have everything.
Try me.
We had White Castle like a week and a half ago.
I think I saw that post or something like that.
Yeah, was it White Castle? MSP show.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. I mean, it was terrible because we got a case. But dude, it was like 2 in the morning and we're hungry and we still have like an hour and some change to drive home. We haven't eaten since 3:30.
Yeah, like we ain't eat shit all day, so... And like, then it took us like all weekend to fucking eat it. Just like randomly grabbing one out of the case, throwing the microwave for like fucking 20 seconds, being like, close enough to fresh, oddly enough.
We picked those up 2 a.m., technically Sunday morning. And those weren't gone until Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday morning. Like, I was eating them for breakfast
with,
and
like,
shit.
An actual effort made. Not
it was just like, we have to get rid of these before they go bad. Jesus Christ.
I mean, you would have thought we had a whole shit ton when we got them. I think we only had, like, 4 or 5 each when we got them. And we were like, yeah, I'm good. Those jalapeno
but
cheese
at that
sliders,
point,
though.
It was, like, legitimately cheaper to get a Crave case
than to do what we were going to do.
Well, that reminds me, but I'll wait.
Go ahead.
That roulette pizza.
The hot sauce. Yeah. I was like all about that.
I'm like, ghost.
Yeah. Where's like ghost pepper on one slice?
Was that the hottest?
I think so. Yeah. All
right, then I'm.
It's Domino's. Oh no, it might have been Scorpion.
No,
it was Domino's, but it was like in the Middle East or some shit.
Well, that's a
Japan
long.
Japan is
that's
just
a long
as likely.
Flight.
Yeah, I was like, I can just do that at home. I'll make a pizza and just like cut up a scorpion pepper in one
like,
chunk
I have,
of it.
I have Reaper peppers at home.
I can just surprise myself with one sometimes.
I fucking ate one like a moron.
Well, that's what you do. Is you get drunk one night.
I wasn't even drunk.
You cut up a bunch of red peppers, red bell peppers, and one scorpion pepper.
And then
you
throw
place
it in a
them.
Container.
Just, no, you just...
And
you,
lay them out.
You place the scorpion peppers on one slice, but you make it so that like you can clearly see where the sections are for the slices so you don't cross-contaminate, and then you just wait like 2 weeks.
Just is scorpion hotter than ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's ghost, scorpion, and then reaper.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that gets. Sorry.
No, I was gonna say I'm pretty sure there's one hotter than reaper.
Probably. Yeah, the one that's like why.
Basically,
where they have to
fabricate
it. Where
there's like no actual fucking flavor to it either, and reaper is just teetering that line of like this is just hot. This is not flavor.
Yeah, because my problem, once you get to that point, since I actually did eat one of these, it is definitely really, really, really fucking hot. I wouldn't deny that because I'd be bullshit coming out of my mouth. But it's not the hotness that gets me. It's just that my gut, even if I ate something, even if I ate like 2 pounds of noodles before that, it would still make my stomach very unhappy. Just because it's that much bullshit sitting in my stomach, and my stomach's like, nah.
It's so bad for you, too. Yeah.
Like, I did it once, just because I was like, alright, fuck it. And then I was like, nope, this is...
And then your stomach's just like,
yeah,
because
it was like, it was hot, my eyes were tearing up just because it's that hot, but it was just when it actually got to my stomach that I was like, I'm good. This is
I've never even had anything that hot. The hottest thing I've ever had.
Like ghost?
The 4 times pepper noodles that we had?
Well, aside from those, was
where
the,
those rank,
the hottest
though?
Sauce that B-Dubs offers.
A blazing?
Yeah, that triple X blazing or whatever. Mm-hmm. I dipped a chip, just like a corner of it in that, and my stomach was fucking in agony for like two hours.
That's what the Reaper did to me. I was like, it's not the hotness, it's just that... Whatever it's doing to my stomach that I'm not about right now.
I was just like, I can deal with the mouth pain. Okay, fine, I got like 40 minutes of mouth pain, if that,
yeah,
or what feels
it fades,
like 40
whatever.
Minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that extra 2 hours afterwards, I'm like, oh, no!
And then sometimes, the next time you eat something, your stomach's like, evacuate the second you finish eating, and you're like, oh no.
Purge, now!
Yeah, where like your stomach doesn't even hurt anymore, but you try to put something in it again like 12 hours later and your stomach's like, nah, and you're like, uh-oh, is this forever? Is this real life?
Because I will say, mostly just to defend myself, but Dylan got me some flashbang sauce years ago, probably like 2013, But it was one of those things you had to sign a waiver to actually buy it. Because they were in Minnesota for whatever the fuck reason. But they bought me that, and I think I mentioned this probably a while ago.
I think so.
Maybe even before the podcast, but that I just, you know, I took my pinky and just dipped it, like, first knuckle deep in the sauce and then just ate it. And 2 seconds later, I realized I hadn't eaten anything for at least 8 hours.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So it was just that shit going straight to my stomach on nothing.
That's unpleasant.
And then because that was when I was just laying on the floor like, yeah, this sucks. This is not okay. I didn't eat anything. I'm dumb. And he's just like, ha, that's really fucking hot. And I'm like, no. Well, yes, but no. It's not because it's really hot. It's because my stomach has nothing to help. There's no defense. It's just, boom, we're going to fuck you right in the ass. Enjoy.
Well, luckily, shit like that is not real life. But you know what is real life?
Ow.
Danny pain. Going to the dentist.
This is the end of the episode. That's real life.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. Fuck, right? Yeah, we did
look
it.
Look at that. For once, we made it with only like 2 awkward pauses.
Yeah, we're fucking doing it big. All right, everybody cue a 3-second awkward pause.
So I apologize for bringing up like legal torture, but like...
No, you fucking don't.
No, I apologize for anybody who like looks this shit up or listened to it and got physically uncomfortable or looked it up and got physically uncomfortable. Like, I genuinely apologize because watching it made me uncomfortable. However, there's like fucking 20 different clickbait articles about this place this year. So I've been going around to friends' pages like, no, bad. This is not the unbeatable haunt for $20,000 that this fucking clickbait article tells you it is. So, yeah, that's been my, like, last 3 days, because it's, like, when all the articles came out, and I'm just like, no.
If you didn't look it up when we were talking about it, don't look it up.
You win.
If you did look it up, sorry. Also, we did not tell you to do that, so I think our tone would have very sternly expressed.
Did I even say anything that entire segment? I probably didn't.
No, a lot of it was you just being like, Jesus Christ, okay. It was basically you through that whole thing.
Every podcast ever. Oh,
and yeah. That you occasionally being like, I'm out when I named things in the waiver.
Yeah, the nails. I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, no.
I've done that once on my own. Alone. Thank you. I'm not going to pay for you for that.
Yeah, don't pay for shit like that. Technically, you don't. Don't give him a bag of dog food. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. This is probably the last episode of Spooktober because I don't foresee us getting together on Halloween to do a Halloween episode.
Is that on a Saturday? I didn't even check.
Friday?
That it can't be. Yeah.
It's a Thursday. Tuesday. Yeah, Thursday.
Because today's the... Yeah, it can't be. So.
It's a Thursday, so it's we'd have to get together, like, tomorrow or the next day to do a Halloween episode, and I don't even have anything fucking planned for that, so...
And we already did anything that we could have done for Halloween. It was just awful torture badness.
Look, and I've got a bolt anyway.
We're coming up on our first year, okay? Next year, I'll be a little more prepared. I'll think things through. I wasn't sure we would last a year, so I didn't want to put too much shit down on the table in the docket.
I just stopped showing up.
Right. So.
Listen, man, I've been ghosted a lot. Anything could happen in my life.
So, shit, we'll see. We'll see what comes out of this in the coming weeks. And thanks again for listening. If this is your first episode, I'm sorry.
Actually,
sorry.
This time. And lastly, just to end things on a positive note, look up Kano, K-A-N-O, late 70s, early 80s, disco funk.
There you go.
It's a good time.
Or look up Planet Booty.
That too. Or that's do both.
Just have a dance both. Party. Go.
It's go get like, some. It's legit the same shit, just different production quality.
Go get some positivity in your life after this all this negative shit we've talked about. And hope you enjoyed. Go ahead.
Hug a plushie. Pet a dog.
Or us. Or both.
Hope we've, I don't know. Whatever. I'm not going to finish that sentence. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Adios, muchachos.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Discount Podcast. If you like the show, tell a friend about us, and be sure to rate and review us on whatever platform you're listening on. It's the best way to help the show get found. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and join the discussion group at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Discount Podcast, and I, personally, am at Grease Whistle. If you want to support the show even further, we have merch at discountpodcast.com. Or you can go to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just a few bucks a month, you can get extra bonus content, movie commentaries, and ad-free versions of the episodes. Good night, NPCs. Thank you so very much.
Like the entire world is covered in your blood.
All right, it's that time of the show. We got to throw out some thank yous to our Patreons that back us at our bonus nachos level. That's Mr. Shane, Mr. Travis, and Mr. Charlie. Thanks for your patronage, guys.